Well, for probably most of us, you don't need to have Dorian introduced to you. For the few of you that do not know Dorian Flynn, he was the minister, the preaching minister of this church for a number of years. But he is from South Africa, felt the need to go back and serve churches there. And so he's got this organization called Partners for Africa, in which they really try to work with the churches over there, and they are doing great things. Of course, we've been helping with the water wells and other things, and that's what this chili cook-off tonight is all about, and working in support with that. I'm sure Dorian will talk a little bit more about that. He has recruited me to go over there and help him, but the last 2 years, things have fallen apart at the last minute. So I'm hoping the third time is the charm this summer. We're going to try to go into Swaziland this summer. Anyway, we're very excited to hear from him, and I hope you can make it out this evening. 5 o'clock, you have questions, you can ask him. 6 o'clock, we'll have some chili together. I would remind you that a couple of our elders and their wives will be in the conference room out the back door and to the left. If you have a prayer request, they would love to meet with you and pray with you. If you want to know more about Jesus, of course, you can come to the front at the end of the lesson, or you can go meet with them about that. Dorian, come speak to us.
Well, it's a wonderful blessing to be with you all, and I think of how Sherry and I and our family were so enriched by being here with you all, and through the years, the way that you all have helped us. Thank you for your prayers and all the different avenues that you extended while I was getting my zipper. But I am doing really well, and so thankful that I can live it a day in time. We get a new chapter on life, and we are excited about being here. That picture right there was taken in August of last year, and that mother elephant decided she wanted to cross the road, and my car was right there, so what do? I stick it in reverse, of course. This is where we're working. We've added a fifth country. We've added the mountain kingdom of Lesotho, and when we started, by the way, 9 years ago, we started as Zimbabwe, our base. And now we're in the area, and you can see the population we're working with and the area as compared to the large state of Texas. But we are so glad that our outreach is where it's at. In the area that we're working in, South African development countries, Southern African development countries, we are working amongst people that have much less than we do. And, we are thankful that there are receptive hearts and there are tremendous amount of intelligent and motivated people that we are working with. Our son Lee, you know, when we lived here, our son Lee made quite a few wrong choices. Well, I want you to know that he's been 12 years, he's been clean and sober, but he hasn't just been clean and sober. Thankful for that. He has used those years to develop himself to be more like God wants him to be. And in Florence area now, when I go there, they say, oh, because Lee speaks on recovery, you know, pertaining to recovery and in other venues. And they say, oh, you Lee Flynn's father. and I love it. But Lee came to us, him and his wife came to us and said, we want to work with Partners for Africa. It's amazing that God's providence, because just a few months before, somebody came to me and said, Dorian, this is before I had any problem here in the heart. They said, you know, you're getting on in years. You've started something, you and Sherry. Who's going to take this over? I said, well, you know, we believe the Lord will provide, and he sure did. So Lee had to go with us to Africa once the commitment was made. He's got some churches behind him. And so he went to Africa. And this is a couple that takes care of our Partners for Africa Center there, and that's their two lovely children. We distributed food because there was a tremendous drought, but we wanted Lee to get connected with everybody there as he begins. One of the special moments was a Sunday. We had about 600-700 people there at Nkulumani Church there, and my father and mother came with us last July. My dad's 90, and my mom's 86. And my dad and Lee did the Lord's Supper, and I got to speak, and that was a really a special moment. But what I wanted to say was, is Africa on your bucket list, and you probably haven't reached 90 yet. Need I say more? Come with us. Sherry and I have taken 72 people since 2013 to Africa. Come with us, all ages. We have the Mom Project that you're familiar with, and we feed in a lot of children, especially in, we feed about 1,000 children a week, but then we also feed people that are in drought-stricken areas where we haven't been able to drill wells. And so we are thankful for that. We give out food. That is, as I've mentioned before, that is a 10 kg bag of cornmeal on their head, 22.2 pounds. And that lady has the cornmeal on her head, the baby on her back. She is also carrying some of them, a bag of beans and a bag of oil, and they're going to go about a mile or 2 miles to their village, and they are so happy, and that will feed a family of four for about a month. Cereal in the morning, a little mush there, and then they have sort of something more starchy in the evening. But what I wanted to tell you was, I've put those bags on my head. You know, it's kind of like watching a pro golfer. You go, man, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, well, you just go out there and swing and try it, you know, get under par. Well, those ladies, before they started off, I said, let me put the bag on my head. I got four steps, and they just died laughing, you know. I don't even have a baby on my back, and I don't, you know, they just, it's quite an art, really. So this was taken just a few weeks ago, really. This is a container. Well, actually, it's longer than that, because that container has already arrived in Swaziland. And our son Lee and Haley from Zimbabwe, who works with us, came here to help load the container, and they worship with you all. And Lee said to me, said, Dad, it was so special because I have a different mindset now, you know. And so he really enjoyed being here. But that container has arrived. And it's arrived in Swaziland. And the guy with the beard there is a good friend of mine. He's a we knew each other since high school, and he grew up to be the director of the Bible school there. He's got his own company now, but we were distributing food and clothes, and those are some of the textbooks that were put on that container. All of you that help, and you know how heavy those boxes are. Well, all of them are in Dick and Kathy's house, and I know Marty's been in that house, and Penny, and so they are the books that you sent, I think it was around November, and they arrived in Swaziland. You know, it's hard to believe that we decided we would ship a 20-foot container once a year when we started this outreach. And we're 9 years into it, and you can see what we're about to send. And we ship 40-footers now. And so we're shipping about 3 to 4 a year now. And we didn't think we'd get enough response from churches, oh, me of little faith. But your response and this area and in other parts of the United States has been unbelievable. And so we're about to ship our third medical container and the other containers with textbooks and clothes, and opens up so many doors. And one container helps about 15 congregations who then help their communities. And you talk about a door opener to share the good news of Jesus Christ. It's just amazing. This couple's in Venda. It's northern South Africa. It's where the Venda tribe lives. And they are newlyweds. And her name is Uno in Venda. If you translate it to English, it means love. And she is quite a comedian. And she said to me, she said, Dorian, she said, do you know what my husband's name is? And I said, yeah, Zia Kondi. She said, yes, in Venda. She says, you know what that means in English? I said, I don't know. She said, it means difficult. But they help feed orphans. And I got to tell you, that's one thing I love about uniforms in Africa, especially because there is the wealthy and there is the poor. And maybe South Africa is one of the few countries in Africa that has a growing middle class. But when kids go to school, especially all those orphans, they can at least be on an even playing field, as it were. Because most of them, until we met them, barely had another set of clothes to get into. And so I just a personal opinion, I love uniforms. Here is our wells. We couldn't have done it without. You know, this is a very special moment here at North Street, because you all have done 25 wells. 25 is amazing, and not only that, we have been able to expand into other countries as well, where they desperately need it, as you can see. Marty and Julie. Well, Marty came into my office when I was still minister here, and he said him and Julie wanted to do a well. I want you to know that that's your well, that one on the right there. that was done probably about 10 or 11 years ago, and it's still pumping water. All our wells are, because we don't drill unless there's 90% probability. And we have got a geologist, and as I told you, we also have those guys that I had no faith in called a diviner, you know, or whatever they called. But I tell you what, they're real. There's nothing fake about those guys. They know what they're doing. So between that and the geologist, we usually get a good... And so this is our latest one being drilled right now in Lesotho. This is the two ones that we have just completed, and we have done 55 wells up to this point. You know what our goal was? You remember? 50 wells in 10 years. We 55, and we completed our ninth year this month. So we are so thankful, and you've made it possible. And what have those wells done? They have helped us plant 37 churches. Because when you have a water well in an area where anybody can use it, and not all NGOs, nonprofit organizations, will let everybody use it, but we let everybody use it as long as they take care of the well. Then they ask you questions because they're getting water there every single day. You talk about an outreach tool. It is just quite amazing. And so that's what happens. This is Naomi's story. The ladies in Matabele land, which is the southern province of Zimbabwe, they had a women's lectureship, and so they went, they set up their tent, and they spent 4 days camping in the bush, about 400 women. Well, they invited people from the surrounding villages, and three ladies attended, and during the course of the weekend, they were born again. And when they came back to their village, their younger sister, late 30s, is bedridden because she has full-blown AIDS, and they told her about their joy about knowing Jesus. And she said, in her weak voice, said, I want to know. And so we summoned one of the fine preachers who, by the way, was the broadcaster in Zimbabwe. I mean, he was kind of like the Walter Cronkite, for some of you that remember from years gone by before we got social media. And he's a fine minister. And he went out there and he shared with her the gospel. And she said she wanted to become a Christian, and so we wrapped her up in a blanket, or they did, I wasn't there, and they put her in the back of a truck, and they took her to the river, and they immersed her into Christ, and she's not with us anymore, but we will be with her one day, so we are thankful for that. And by the way, we saw and we heard of 603 immersed into Christ this year, which is the most that we have had, and we are so thankful for that outreach. We also feed children on a weekly basis. That was the special feeding I deal with. And here's some of the menu that you might like. We try to give a starch and a vegetable and also a meat. And it's always wonderful to see the children line up on a Friday when we give them sausage, and they just jump. I mean, literally jump. And they pass sausage day, sausage day, sausage day. You know, they just think it's just so awesome. You know, so. And this is some of the children that we are feeding. We're coming to Sunday school. This is in Zimbabwe. We have just opened up in the mountain kingdom in Lesotho, some orphans that we are feeding and a church that we are planting there. And this is Lesotho in December. But I went in July. And so it was snow-capped mountains in July because that's their winter. But here is the children that we are helping. There is a Christian lady, Nono, that's been working with them. And the chief was so happy. He's given us 3 acres of land where we will be drilling a well, and we will build a facility that we use 24/7, and to worship God, praise Him, but to serve others. And so we are thankful for that. I just got to share this with you. So her name is Faith. Her and her husband have built our clinic, and she was pregnant at the time. This was March of this past year. She gave birth to a wonderful, lovely baby boy. But last March and this March, we have got seniors from Jackson Christian High School in Jackson, Tennessee, coming with us. And they come for that's their spring break. So we gave her, it was Sherry's idea, to give Faith a surprise shower. And so they asked Faith while during the shower, these girls, they seniors, they're all in college now. They said, well, tell us about dating in Africa. And Faith says, well, when I met Bruce and we decided we wanted to get married, I had to go to my favorite uncle and he had to go to his favorite uncle. And then they had to negotiate my price. And those girls, you know, they just look, And she said, I want you to know I'm an educated woman and I am real pretty, so it's going to cost a lot of cattle, you know? And they said, you're joking. They said, no, we're not joking. And she said, you can be so thankful that you grow up in America, you know? So 12,000 shoes. By the way, we're collecting shoes again because Zambia heard that Zimbabwe got shoes, but they needed two, just like here. But our goal was 10,000 pairs. We collected 12,000 pairs. And do you know, to go out into villages where children have no shoes whatsoever? I mean, it's just the expressions on the faces, the joy. I mean, it's just amazing. And this guy got these basketball shoes. I didn't even ask him to pose. He just came right up to me and said, take my picture. You know what I mean? He just wanted it right away. And so some people that collected shoes got socks and put them in the shoes. And so they were able. We had this. I wish I had a picture of this girl's face. I mean, these color shoes. I mean, she hadn't had shoes before. We had to teach her how to tie. And she put, you talk about, I mean, who was the, well, I guess the stud the next day at school. I mean, walking with this. I mean, amazing. This was just absolutely fantastic. And we don't want, and I shouldn't, I don't mean it in a negative way, but open, sandals or flip-flops or anything like that. We want shoes. So tennis shoes, dress shoes, you know, it can be anything like that, but hiking, cowboy boots, whatever. But that's what we really want. And we see the joy there. When Sherry and I, and we will leave March the 7th and we solicit your prayers, when we're there, we try to do as much leadership training as we can, although it continues all year round. And you can see by what I have on the screen that we probably do one every other week. And we are thankful. When you plant 59 churches in 9 years, you better have a serious leadership training program. And that's what we do. And we are glad for that. You know what we did? We were downtown, and we're getting a lot of Will Bible School students coming in and wanting to enroll. And we found an old Ford dealership. And so we've turned it into a youth center, and we've turned it into a Will Bible School office. And it's quite amazing. There's our receptionist, and Prisca does such a good job. You can see how many students we have there. Well, we have 15,000. And then on during the weekends, the young people will come and they will play there. And then on Sundays, we will set up. This is some of our high school students. I just wanted you to see that at Charterhouse Christian. I'll talk more about that this evening. We are able to get into the government schools so far 10,000 textbooks from Apologetics Press, and they are beautifully done, and I guess you could say we want them to know that there is an intelligent designer, and that intelligent designer wants to have a relationship with them. And we are glad that we can get it in public and private schools. So, before I end, I just want you to know that when I was here last time, we had finished our clinic, and it was quite frustrating, although I kept it to myself, because we had got all the clearance. All the building codes were met, and we'd got the approval. But now we've got to get it open to function. And we were going to offices in the local city. We went to the capital city, and none of the ministries seemed... they weren't taking it urgent like we were. There was a little process going, but very slow. And so, you know, we started praying about it. Well, pregnant Faith that you saw, and not anymore, her aunt, while this is all happening... Her aunt is married to a doctor, a medical doctor, and he becomes the personal physician of one of the vice presidents of Zimbabwe. And so the two couples become good friends, and so the vice president invites Faith's aunt to become his point person wherever he went. She even took care of security. And while they're traveling one day in some sort of entourage, she leans over to the vice president and she says, I have a niece in southern Zimbabwe, and she belongs to the Churches of Christ, and they've built a clinic in a rural area where there is no clinic, and they can't get it licensed. And he turned to her and he said, whose heads must roll? And she said, well, no heads, because he's Zimbabwe, you know. no heads. So Bruce calls me, her husband. He says, Dorian, you will not believe what happened. I said, what? He says, you know how I've been going to all the ministries and texting and calling, visiting personally and nothing. He said, three cars drove up into my driveway today and said, Mr. Vimba, what can we do for you? So I want you to know the clinic is open, and we see about 300 people a day. And one of the great stories was there was a little boy about 9 or 10 years old who got bitten by a poisonous snake. And, you know, before we had the clinic, there was nothing out there. And they rushed him to the clinic and they were able to save his life. And Bruce said the people just poured out of the villages celebrating and thanking the Lord, you know, for that. So we have 6 nurses. We have an itinerant doctor. If you build a rural clinic, the Zimbabwe government provides the nurses. And because we are a church-related clinic, we get free medicine from World Vision. And so we're really in a good place right now, and we are thankful for that. And so now we begin our Christian high school. We were given, because we did the clinic, the government gave us 70 acres next to the clinic, 70 acres for a high school. And so we finished the first phase, as you can see on the slide there. We finished that first phase, and now we began the second slide. Now, I am not asking for funds for the school today. That's not what I'm, but this is a faith slide. Because when I got back last August, and I was so feeling so exhausted and tired, and then, you know, I had my surgery. And while I'm laying in bed there in the hospital after I just had surgery, I am a little frustrated, and Sherry got a little frustrated at me because I said, you know, I'm supposed to be raising funds for the second phase right now. Well, I got out of hospital, and when I got out of hospital, $40,000 was already raised. Out of compassion, I said to Sherry, I should have stayed in hospital longer, you know. So anyway, we've already raised over $100,000 already. So we are thankful for that. But this school is going to have between 800 and 1,000 students. We're going to have borders in time to come. And already we have six faculty already working on it. And I'll talk more about that. But let me just close with this. We are not building a clinic. This is the commitment Sherry and I are making. We are not building a clinic. We are not building a high school that cannot be sustained there. So how do you do that? You're going to have several financial streams coming in there. Well, you look at how people survive there and how it works there. So what we did was we planted 1,500 tomato plants. And after the 1,500 tomato plants were planted, of course, we found some people in the area. They're Christians, they are unemployed, and we said, we'll give you 5% of the business. And now they're employed. In fact, more than that, they're entrepreneurs. They were so, we don't have any tractors or anything, but I mean, them and their families are working it. And one of the guys told me, that's the picture I took, he said, Mr. Flynn, come walk down the row with me. And I walking down the row, he says, kneel down. He says, last night I saw Adam and Eve. He thinks this is the Garden of Eden, man. And, you know, he thinks it's awesome, you know, because we got wells, we pump in, you know. We reaped tomatoes and took them to the market from March until the first week of August. So we knew we were onto something. So now we've planted 15,000 tomato plants. Low end, 40,000. High end, 100,000. And with the situation with the clinic, we need 1,000 a month. Not only that, we've got the high school coming, so we're working on about 100 head of cattle, and we'll start working that because that's beef country there also. And of course, we know to rotate the crops. I mean, they know what to do. They just need help. So we are so thankful. None of this is possible without you all, and I thank you so much. And Psalm 121 is my favorite psalm, and it's my daughter's favorite psalm. And Laura and her youngest son drove up from, well, it's in Texas. It can't be that far. You want to bet? McAllen, 8 hours. They decided, so they drove up to be with us. They're here this morning. Her oldest son and husband had something. They couldn't come. But my point is, that psalm of ascension, and you can just see those people walking, and they're looking up at Jerusalem, and the question is thrown out, where does my help come from? And the response is, well, you might think the mountains, but no, no, no. It comes from God who created. Well, that's the two visions, really, we have in our world. I mean, when you break it down, isn't it? The vision that says, you know, from matter, and matter came out of nothing. And from matter, we evolved, and we live our 70 or 80 years, and then we become extinct. Or there is an intelligent designer that loved us, that desires relationship with us, and that wants us to be with him one day. And this is just the taste. That's all this is an hors d'oeuvre before we get the main meal. That's the greatest message that any of us can share with our world. And I am so glad North Street is right here sending that message out, not only to this community, but throughout the world. We love you. And if you want to recommit your life to Christ or just to thank him and praise him, won't you come as we stand and sing?